We're here with Jackie Marshall, who is the Director of IT Regulatory Compliance at ProfitStars, as part of Jack Henry. How are you, Jackie?
Good morning. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm good. Thank you. Maybe you can tell me, sort of from your perspective, from the ProfitStars perspective, what you think are the major issues and concerns that institutions are dealing with in the coming year, and sort of what they should be focusing on from a productive standpoint.
I think a lot of the community financial institutions, which we primarily work with, are taking a conservative approach to the future as far as looking at IT spending and looking at how to really focus on increasing their customers' confidence in their products and services.
Right.
And at the same time, creating efficiencies and really aligning IT and business strategies. That's one of the areas that we focus on when we're working with community institutions and guiding them through compliance and helping them to understand the role of the board of directors and executive management and to stepping back and really taking a new perspective on the future. And really thinking about how to align these strategies.
That's fantastic. That is a lot of what we're seeing as well. But tell me, how is ProfitStars approaching all those issues? What are you doing to help the community, especially the community bank, which I suppose is your mainstay?
Yes. Yes, what we really try to focus on at ProfitStars and within all of the ProfitStars companies is aligning IT regulatory compliance with our products and services.
Right.
So in other words, serving their role as trusted advisor from an educational support perspective. So we don't just help them to implement our products and services and support products and services. We really tie into helping them to ensure successful IT exams by helping them to prepare for exams and respond to exam recommendations and helping them to maximize the benefits of what we are working with them on as far as products and services.
That's great. Do you have anything that you're focusing on at the show? Anything particular that you're presenting?
Yes, actually today I'm presenting mitigating risk and meeting regulatory expectations for remote deposit capture.
Interesting.
But we are still waiting for the FFIEC to finalize the guidance, the standards that they expect for operation of remote deposit.
Right.
And but from previous guidance, and we know that the standards will be based on risk. There'll be some unique perspectives because of the way that remote deposit capture works as far as the merchants are concerned and the responsibilities they have for keeping information secure. There'll be a big focus on that in the upcoming standards. So my goal today is really to present some practical strategies, some things that institutions can do to create standards and implement standards, ideally before they implement remote deposit, to ensure that those standards are implemented correctly.
That's great. Maybe we can get you on the site soon and help you present that to our audience as well.
That would be great. I'd like that opportunity.
Okay. Hey, any parting advice you have for financial institutions, especially in this, tough time?
Yeah, Nick, actually assessing risk for technology and for information security, and also now with ID theft prevention red flags. It's an area, especially community financial institutions, have really struggled with the last few years, and there's going to be continued focus on having a strong methodology for assessing risk and ensuring appropriate security controls. So working together as a team internally, IT staff, information security, BSA officer, all of the key members of your team to collaborate and to really look at residual risk and how to identify that residual risk and address it is something that's definitely going to be a positive going forward.
Sure. No, I think you're right. Thanks, Jackie, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Nick.